Unbound Theatre presents Sounds and Sweet Airs, the complete works of William Shakespeare. Hamlet, Act 3.
And can you, by no drift of circumstance, get from him why he puts on this confusion?
He does confess he feels himself distracted, but from what cause he will by no means speak.
Nor do we find him forward to be sounded, but with a crafty madness keeps aloof.
Did he receive you well?
Most like a gentleman.
Sweet Gertrude, leave us too, for we have closely sent for Hamlet hither that he, as 'twere by accident, may here affront Ophelia, and gather by him, as he is behaved, if be the affliction of his love, all know that thus he suffers for.
I shall obey you. And for your part, Ophelia, I do wish that your good beauties be the happy cause of Hamlet's wildness. So shall I hope your virtues will bring him to his wonted way again. To both your honours.
Madam, I wish it may.
Ophelia, walk you here. Gracious, so please you, we will bestow ourselves. Read on this book, that show of such an exercise may colour your loneliness. I hear him coming. Let's withdraw, my lord.
Soft you now, the fair Ophelia. Nymph in thy orisons, be all my sins remembered.
Good, my lord. How does your honour for this many a day?
I humbly thank you. Well, well, well.
My lord, I have remembrances of yours that I have longed to re-deliver. I pray you now receive them.
No, not I. I never gave you aught.
My honoured lord, you know right well you did. And with them, words of so sweet breath composed as made the things more rich, their perfumes lost. Take these again, for to the noble mind rich gifts wax poor when givers prove unkind.
Are you honest?
My lord?
Are you fair?
What means your lordship?
That if you be honest and fair, your honesty should admit no discourse to your beauty.
Could beauty, my lord, have better commerce than with honesty?
Aye, truly. For the power of beauty will sooner transform honesty from what it is to a bawd, than the force of honesty can translate beauty into his likeness. This was sometime a paradox, but now the time gives it proof. I did love you once.
Indeed, my lord, you made me believe so.
Should not have believed me, I loved you not.
I was the more deceived.
Get thee to a nunnery. Why wouldst thou be a breeder of sinners? I am myself indifferent honest, but yet I could accuse me of such things that it were better my mother had not borne me. I am very proud, revengeful, ambitious, with more offences at my beck than I have thoughts to put them in, imagination to give them shape, or time to act them in. What should such fellows as I do crawling between earth and heaven? We are arrant knaves all, believe none of us. Go thy ways to a nunnery. Where is your father?
At home, my lord.
Let the doors be shut upon him, that he may play the fool nowhere but in his own house. Farewell.
Oh, help him, ye sweet heavens.
If thou dost marry, I'll give thee this plague for thy dowry. Be thou as chaste as ice, as pure as snow, thou shalt not escape calumny. Get thee to a nunnery. Go, farewell. Or, if thou wilt needs marry, marry a fool. For wise men know well enough what monsters you make of them. To a nunnery. Go, and quickly too. Farewell.
Oh, heavenly powers, restore him.
I've heard of your paintings too well enough. God has given you one face, and you paint yourselves another. You jig, you amble, and you lisp, and nickname God's creatures, and make your wantonness your ignorance. Go to, I'll no more. It hath made me mad. I say we will have no more marriages. Those that are married already, all but one, shall live. The rest will keep as they are. To a nunnery. Go.
Love? His affections do not that way tend. Nor what he spake, though it lacked form a little, was not like madness. There's something in his soul, Oh, witch's melancholy sits on brood, and I do doubt the hatch in the disclose will be some danger. Which for to prevent, I have in quick determination thus set it down. He shall speed to England, for the demand of our neglected tribute. Happily, these seas, and countries different with variable objects, shall expel this something settled matter in his heart, whereon his brain still beating puts him thus from fashion of himself. What think you on it?
It shall do well. But yet do I believe the origin and commencement of his grief sprung from neglected love.
Oh, what a noble mind is here o'erthrown. The courtiers, soldiers, scholars, eye, tongue, sword, the expectancy and the rose of the fair state, the glass of fashion and the mould of form, the observed of all observers quite down, and I, of ladies most abject and wretched, that sucked the honey of his music vows, now see that noble and most sovereign reason, like sweet bells jangled, out of tune and harsh. That unmatched form and feature of blown youth blasted with ecstasy. Oh, woe is me. To have seen what I have seen, see what I see.
Horatio, there is a play tonight before the king. One scene of it comes near the circumstance which I have told thee of my father's death. I prithee observe mine uncle, for I mine eyes will rivet to his face, and after we will both our judgments join in censure of his seeming.
Well, my lord, if he steal aught the whilst this play is playing and scape detecting, I will pay the theft.
How fares our cousin Hamlet?
Excellent, i'faith. Of the chameleon's dish, I eat the air, promise crammed. You cannot feed capon so.
I have nothing with this answer, Hamlet. His words are not mine.
No, nor mine now. My lord, you played once at the university, you say?
That did I, my lord, and was accounted a good actor.
What did you enact?
I did enact Julius Caesar. I was killed in the capital. Brutus killed me.
It was a brute part of him to kill so capital a calf there. Be the players ready?
Aye, my lord, they stay upon your patience.
Come hither, my dear Hamlet. Sit by me.
No, good mother. Here's metal more attractive.
Oh, do you mark that?
Lady, shall I lie in your lap?
No, my lord.
I mean, my head upon your lap.
Aye, my lord.
Do you think I meant country matters?
I think nothing, my lord.
That's a fair thought, to lie between maids' legs.
What is, my lord?
No thing.
You are merry, my lord.
Who, I?
I, my lord.
Oh, God, you're only jig-maker. What should a man do but be merry? For look you how cheerfully my mother looks. My father died within these 2 hours.
Nay, 'tis twice 2 months, my lord.
So long? Nay, then, let the devil wear black, for I'll have a suit of sables. Oh, heavens, died 2 months ago and not forgotten yet. Then there's hope a great man's memory may outlive his life half a year.
Faith, I must leave thee, love, and shortly too. My operant powers their function leave to do, and thou shalt live in this fair world behind, honoured, beloved, and haply one as kind, for husband shalt thou.
Oh, confound the rest! Such love must needs be treason in my breast. In second husband let me be accursed. None wed the second, but who killed the first?
Wormwood.
A second time I call my husband dead, when second husband kisses me in bed.
Sweet, leave me here a while. My spirits grow dull, and fain I would beguile.
Sleep rock thy brain, and never come mischance between us twain.
Madam, how like you this play?
The lady protests too much, methinks.
Oh, but she'll keep her word.
Have you heard the argument? Is there no offence in it?
No, no, they do but jest. Poison in jest, no offence in the world.
What do you call the play?
The Mousetrap. Marry how? Tropically. This play is the image of a murder done in Vienna. Gonzago is the Duke's name, his wife Baptista. You shall see anon. 'Tis a knavish piece of work, but what of that? Your Majesty and we that have free souls, it touches us not. This is one Lucianus, nephew to the king. He poisons him in the garden for's estate. You shall see anon how the murderer gets the love of Gonzago's wife.
The king rises.
What, frightened with false fire?
How fares my lord?
Give her the play.
Give me some light.
Light.
Make way for the king.
Light.
Oh, good Horatio. I'll take the ghost word for £1,000. Didst perceive?
Very well, my lord.
Upon the talk of the poisoning.
I did very well note him.
Come, some music. Come, the recorders, come.
Good my lord, vouchsafe me a word with you.
Sir, a whole history.
The queen, your mother, in most great affliction of spirit, have sent me to you.
She says your behaviour has struck her into amazement and admiration.
Oh, wonderful son that can so astonish a mother.
She desires to speak with you in her closet.
We shall obey, were she 10 times our mother. Have you any further trade with us?
My lord, you once did love me.
So I do still, by these pickers and stealers.
Good, my lord, what is the cause of your distemper? You do surely bar the door upon your own liberty if you deny your griefs to your friends.
Sir, I lack advancement.
How can that be, when you have the voice of the king himself for your succession in Denmark?
Will you play upon this pipe?
My lord, I cannot.
I pray you.
Believe me, I cannot.
I do beseech you.
I know no touch of it, my lord.
'Tis as easy as lying. Govern these ventages with your fingers and thumb. Give it breath with your mouth, and it will discourse most eloquent music. Look you, these are the stops.
But these cannot I command to any utterance of harmony. I have not the skill.
Why, look you now, how unworthy a thing you make of me. You would play upon me. You would seem to know my stops. You would pluck out the heart of my mystery. You would sound me from my lowest note to the top of my compass. And there is much music, excellent voice in this little organ, yet cannot you make it speak? S'blood! Do you think I'm easy to be played on than a pipe? Call me what instrument you will. Though you can fret me, yet you cannot play upon me. God bless you, sir.
My lord, the queen would speak with you. And presently.
Do you see yonder cloud that's almost in shape of a camel?
By the mass, and 'tis like a camel, indeed.
Methinks it is like a weasel.
It is backed like a weasel.
Or like a whale.
Very like a whale.
Then I will come to my mother by and by.
I will say so.
By and by is easily said. Leave me, friends. Is now the very witching time of night, when churchyards yawn and hell itself breathes out contagion to this world. Now could I drink hot blood and do such bitter business as the day would quake to look on.
I like him not, nor stands it safe of us to let his madness range. Therefore prepare you.
We will haste us.
My lord, he's going to his mother's closet. Behind the arras, I'll convey myself to hear the process. I'll warrant she'll tax him home. I'll call upon you ere you go to bed and tell you what I know.
Thanks, dear my lord. Oh, my offence is rank. It smells to heaven. It hath the primal eldest curse upon to brother's murder, Pray can I not, though inclination be as sharp as will. My stronger guilt defeats my strong intent, and like a man to double business bound, I stand in pause, where I shall first begin and both neglect. What if this cursed hand were thicker than itself with brother's blood? Is there not rain enough in the sweet heavens to wash it white as snow? Whereto serves mercy but to confront the visage of offence? And what's in prayer but this twofold force? To be forestalled ere we come to fall, or pardoned being down? Then I'll look up. My fault is past. But oh, what form of prayer can serve my turn? Forgive me my foul murder. That cannot be, since I am still possessed of those effects for which I did the murder. My crown, mine own ambition, and my queen. May one be pardoned and retain the offence. In the corrupted currents of this world, offence's gilded hand may shove by justice. And oft is seen the wicked prize itself buys out the law. But 'tis not so above. There is no shuffling. There the action lies in his true nature. And we ourselves compelled, even to the teeth and forehead of our faults, to give in evidence. What then? What rests? Try what repentance can. What can it not? Yet what can it when one cannot repent? Oh, wretched state! O bosom black as death, O limed soul that struggling to be free art more engaged, help angels, make a say, bow stubborn knees, and heart with strings of steel, be soft as sinews of the newborn babe, all may be well.
Now might I do it, Pat. Now he is praying. And now I'll do it. And so he goes to heaven, and so am I revenged. This would be scanned. A villain kills my father, and for that I, his sole son, do this same villain send to heaven. Oh, this is higher in salary, not revenge. He took my father grossly, full of bread, with all his crimes broad-blown as flush as May, and how his audit stands, who knows save heaven. But in our circumstance and course of thought, 'tis heavy with him. And am I then revenged, to take him in the purging of his soul when he is fit and seasoned for his passage? No. Up, sword. And know thou a more horrid hint. When he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed, at gaming, swearing, or about some act that has no relish of salvation in it, then trip him, that his heels may kick at heaven, and that his soul may be as damned and black as hell, whereto it goes. My mother stays. This physic but prolongs thy sickly days.
My words fly up, my thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts never to heaven go.
Hamlet was written by William Shakespeare. It starred Katie Herbert as Hamlet, Philip Donnelly as Claudius, Jack Knight as Gertrude, Stephanie Hull as Ophelia, Robert Aldington as Polonius, Gareth Johnson as Horatio, Beatrice Benedict as Rosencrantz in the Player Queen, Mickey Scott as Guildenstern, and Andrew Faber as the Player King. Title music was by Dreamcave, additional music by John Bjork, Erasmus Talbot, and Kevin MacLeod, and sound recording by Stefan Medhurst. It was produced and directed by Dario Knight for Unbound.